Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to the podcast tonight. I'm excited because I know God is going to do something awesome. So at this time, I'm going to pass the Weatherspoon, if you would. Open up. I mean, I do it like this. I'm sorry.
Ma'am?
If Overseer Ellen, if she would give me a scripture, and Pastor Weatherspoon, if you would give me prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
God is awesome. On tonight, we will read the 34th Psalm in your hearing, and it reads this way: I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. I have read in your hearing the 34th Psalm. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers and the doers of his holy word. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Weatherspoon, if you would come at this time for prayer. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come humbly before you tonight, giving you all honor and praise. And for your precious Son, Jesus Christ, we give him all honor and praise. And for the Holy Ghost, who we invite on the platform, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you this afternoon as we are coming together on this platform. Not from just here, but from all over the world, Lord. And we just thank you and welcome everyone here to join into this prayer and know that we are unified by your will and your spirit, Lord, that you lead and guide us. And Lord, we just want to thank you for our presenter tonight and for everyone that is here, that they will be blessed and get a better understanding and be able to go out and reach somebody else and tell them that Jesus Christ is alive and well and that we are walking in the path that he has designed for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we continue with this thought and ask, Lord, for a blessing from you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Weatherspoon. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we're not going to call all the time because we're only going to be here for an hour on tonight, and we're going to call for the Bishop Lacking, a woman that's over the International Women of Over Women Destiny. And let's give her some love as she comes. Hallelujah, Bishop Lacking.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's give God some glory. Hallelujah. Let's lift up the name of Jesus on tonight. There is nobody like him. Hallelujah.
Nobody.
I'm so grateful to God. Thank God for his mercy and his grace. Hallelujah. And his loving kindness. Certainly, we want to honor our international presiding bishop, Derek Robinson, the Apostolic Council. We thank God for our host on tonight, Elder Jerry Pate, and all of you great women and men of God. Good evening. Praise the Lord. We are going to get right into our lesson on tonight. And like I always say, this is not a dictatorship, but it is a relationship. So I would love some feedback. Hallelujah. And if you're talking and got noise in your back, ground, please mute your phone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So this is Kingdom Destiny Fellowship International, our international presiding prelate is Bishop Derek Robinson. And for those that still do not know Jesus Christ, he is the Savior of the world. This is Women of Destiny Speaks, and we're so humbled and honored to be with you on tonight. Great people of God, it's just a blessing to be in service one more time. So we're going to be coming tonight from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, beginning at verse 24. That's Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 24. And I always encourage everyone to follow along because, you know, you never know what people are telling you these days. And I want to know that what they're telling me is in fact coming out of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. So verse 24 says, "And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, yes, put away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." I read in our hearing Ephesians chapter 4, verses 24 through 29. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. And I'm so grateful to God for the team tonight that are going to be assisting me with this lesson, praise the Lord, because we are a team, and there is no I in team. So, yes, we're talking about true holiness. Hallelujah, somebody. True holiness. Oh, bless God. I don't hear nobody, but the word is still right. True holiness.
Yeah. Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. There is a spirit of deception and a spirit of misconception that's running rampant in our society. And unfortunately, beloved, this team, these two running buddies have found their way into the house of prayer, in the church of God, and even in the hearts of men and women. Jesus gave us a warning. He said that many false prophets would arise and deceive many. And you know, so many people got a word these days. They got a word for you, a word for your mama and your daddy, your papa and your sister too. But when a word comes for them, they don't want to hear that word. Come on, somebody. So we ought not to want to be deceived, not no more. We ought to want the truth of God's word. Hallelujah. You see, we are misinformed as well as uninformed about being saved, about the requirements and the expectancy that God has put out there to mandate on our lives to live a life of true holiness. Praise the Lord, somebody. Yes, the Bible teaches us in Isaiah 5 and 14. It says that hell has enlarged herself. So some people that are going to hell, they don't have to go to hell. But because we want to lie, we want people to deceive us, then hell is making room for us. You know, it says, there's a song that says, "There is room at the cross for you." Well, guess what? If you want to go to hell, there is room in hell for you. Hallelujah.
Oh,
bless his name. But God help us tonight, because God doesn't want any of us to be lost. He doesn't want any of us to perish, but he wants us all to come to repentance and to be saved. Yes, he does. But you know what, beloved? I believe that on tonight, someone's eyes are going to be open, and they are going to say, "I once was blind." How about you? Come on. But now I see. Someone's understanding is going to be enlightened, and they're going to be able to say, "I once was lost, but now I'm because I don't know about you. I don't get on here faking and fronting like I've been saved not all my life, but I was blind. Come on. Sin had me blind to my mess, to my sin that I was in. Come on, somebody. But Jesus came along. Ooh, bless God. Thank God for Jesus. And someone who's listening tonight, I just believe that that's just a churchgoer, someone that's on the praise team, even someone who's standing behind the pulpit but don't know Jesus and the pardon of their sins. Come on, somebody. See the women of destiny, we have been called higher. God has called us to a higher level, a level that we're not trying to impress anybody, a level that we're not trying to pull the wool over nobody's eyes. Come on, somebody. But we're in a higher level, a higher zone, and we're after souls of women, of men, and boys and girls. How many know that's what it's all about?
Yes, it is.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, Lord.
That's what it's all about. We got too many people right up in the church on their way to hell, and it doesn't have to be so. But tonight, somebody's going to become a born-again believer. I just believe it. So why do I believe it? Because I believe the word of God. And the word of God says that the entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. And God even spoke out. He said, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. See, it's not the preacher's word. It's not your message and your little sermon or your doctrine that's going to deliver somebody. But it's the word of God that's coming out of God's mouth. And God said that his word that goeth forth out of his mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish. How many know when God speak that word, it might not happen right then. It may not happen the way you want it to happen, but that word is going to come to pass. You can stand on the word of God because there's so many liars, preaching liars, prophesying liars, teaching liars, but the word of God is true. Yes, it is.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. But it's going to accomplish that what God pleases, and it's going to prosper in the thing that he sends it to. So that's why I believe, beloved, that somebody that had a misconception on tonight, they're going to be transformed. They're going to be changed and rearranged. Come on, their thought process is going to be renewed and revived. Oh, bless his name. You know, the Bible says in this generation, we got children that will cuss their parents out. Children that will lie and scheme. And when I'm talking about children, I ain't talking about just no youth, because all of us are supposed to be children of God. We're living in that generation where we can say and do anything we want to and still say that we've been born again. Hallelujah. Still got the song, yes, I know Jesus, for myself, and living like the devil. We got the gifts, we got the titles and the callings, we got the positions, but still on our way to hell. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, Jesus said that I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. But what did we do? We took it to another level. We grabbed that misconceived idea, that misconceived notion that it's about us. See, we think it's about us. We think about it's about making a name for ourselves, about becoming famous somebody. We thought it was about getting rich. Oh, yeah. Come on, came to church when we was in the world, we was broke as a joke, and now we done come to church and we think it's about us getting rich. Oh, bless his name, somebody. About us having a mega church, buying a jet. Come on, living in a mansion, having a full calendar. Deliver me from a preacher that's always got to check their calendar like they so busy. Why? Because they think it's all about you. Hallelujah. And oftentimes they buy all of these elaborate things at the expense of the saints. Sometimes saints don't even know how they gonna make ends meet. Don't even know how they gonna pay their bills. Don't even know how they gonna put food on their table. But here we are, begging on the left and begging on the right to put some money in our pocket. Y'all ain't got to talk to me tonight.
Help us, Lord.
Now. Hallelujah. And what we fail, come on, a misconception. And what we fail to understand is that Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, he came to save sinners. He came to give us a way out of going to hell, somebody. He said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. Hallelujah. Bless his name, somebody. Somebody know it tonight. Because you see, when something is true, it means it's real. It's in accord with fact and reality. But some of us got the fact wrong. And some of us, we're living in a fantasy world. We're living in a make-believe world. And we think that sin is all right with God because God didn't get us yet. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Who has Genesis 19:17-26 and Judges 16:4. And after that, the person that has Luke 19:7-10 can get ready.
Are you ready, Bishop? And it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. 26. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt.
You want to say something on that, Pastor Weatherspoon?
Yes, ma'am. On the 17, where it said it came, where on the 26, basically, when you told her not to look back, so many times God gives us a direction to follow, and we get our focus off of what he has told us to do. And we don't understand he has a blessing in place for you, you know, at that time, even if it's a... you might think about him saving your life, or it's just a blessing, you know, to turn a situation around. And because you didn't got your mind off of what he has told you to do, your designated direction or your path that you should walk, you get off the plane, and I don't mean airplane, you know, but you get off of the path, you know, that he has set for, and because you look back. And then stay focused on what you had to do or go ahead with, and your blessing gets turned back, you know, because you didn't stay focused on that situation.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. When God tells us to do something, you know, we got all of these revised versions of the Bible now, and we want to be like the devil when he came to Eve. We want to say, let me tell you what God meant. How many know that God says what he means, and he means
That's
just
right.
what he says? Hallelujah.
Yes,
God don't need no interpreter. And we need to recognize something, that God don't need us. I know folk talking about God need us. It was an old deacon used to say God needs no mouth because he ain't got no mouth. Well, whose mouth did God use when God said, let there be? Y'all better talk to me tonight. God will use us. But it's not because God needs us. God is all sufficient. Come on, he has need of nothing and nobody. But we done got beside ourselves, and we want to listen to men rather than listen to God. And so God had given them a command. I'm taking you out. I'm delivering you. And I don't know about y'all, but God delivered me out of sin and shame. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And he delivered them and brought them out from destruction.
Don't
look back. Come on, somebody. Bless his name. But Mrs. Lot, I don't know if she liked the nightlife that was going on in Sodom. I don't know if she had a woman back there. Y'all better talk to me. Because we think that we can still butch and punk and dyke and be a faggot and talking about we on our way to heaven anyhow. But how many know we ain't going anyhow and we ain't going anyway? So I don't know if Mrs. Lot had a woman back there that she was used to laying up with, sucking and licking and kissing on. But God meant what he said. And when she looked back, come on, somebody. She was turned to a pillar of salt. Oh, bless his name, somebody. Come on, somebody.
God ain't playing with none of us. He loves us so much, but he'll love you right in hell. Yes, he will. Come on. God done gave us a way out, a way of escape, and it's left up to you and I.
Hallelujah.
To walk that path.
Right. To walk in it. Judges 4, 16 and 4.
Judges 4:16-4.
Okay, if you all could have your scriptures ready, even if I haven't called you, just have them ready, okay?
And it came to Judges 16:4, and it came to pass afterward that he loved the woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. Chapter 4.
And she said to Philistines, verse 20, be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. Now, the Bible says that he loved a woman named Delilah. And you know, love is a beautiful thing. Somebody said it's a many splendor thing. But you ought to know that the one you loving is loving you back. And Delilah could care less about this great man of God called Samson. He had no business laying up with her. He didn't have no paper on her. And I know we shacking and fornicating, and we think it's all right with God, but God is calling us unto true holiness.
Hallelujah.
He said, if you can't contain, if you can't control yourself, then get married, for it's better to marry than to burn. It's better to marry, come on somebody, than to rub on yourself and let somebody else, oh, y'all better talk to me. But in verse 20, the woman deceived Samson. Because she wanted the money. Some of our brethren, even our sisters, you got to be careful who you're fooling around with. Because sometimes them folks don't want you. They want what you got. They want what you bring to the table. Come on, somebody.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless his name. Hallelujah. And so they said, the Philistines. Delilah said, the Philistines. Be upon thee, Samson. And Samson woke up out of his sleep. He had no business sleeping in the lap of this woman called Delilah. But he woke and he said, I'm going to go out like I used to. You know, when you go back and sin, you don't forget how to shout. You don't forget how to dance. You know, and all of them are in concert saying, glory. All of them shouting the same way. All of them shouting the same way. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. You ain't forgot how to cut the rug. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Even if you go back in the tavern, you ain't forgot how to make that 1-2 step. Or you ain't forgot how to float dance. And so Samson said, I'm going to go out and I'm going to shake myself just like I used to. I didn't know that there are some of us that are still shaking, but ain't nothing breaking. Ain't no sin breaking off our life. And the Bible says that he didn't even know that God had left him.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us
we're
still working in the church? Come on, somebody. Call ourselves doing church work, and God done fired us, and we on our way to hell. But guess what? There's a deliverer tonight. There's somebody that can change your course. Come on up in here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
True holiness. It ain't in your shape. Oh, tell your neighbor, tell yourself, true holiness ain't in my shape.
True holiness.
It still ain't in your shape. Hallelujah. Who's got Luke 19? Who's got Luke 19?
Amen. Luke 19, beginning at the 7th verse. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
My God. Ooh. Come on over here, Elia. You got something you want to say on that? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The thing that occurs to me is that when we have a true encounter with the Lord, something should be different about our lives. And
yes,
I love the fact that when Zacchaeus had a true encounter, it wasn't what somebody told him, but when he had a true encounter, immediately there was a difference in his life that everybody could see. He had a conversion. He said, if I've done anything to anybody, if I've taken anything from anybody, I'm going to restore not just what I took, but I'm going to give them more. If I lied on anybody, I've had an encounter with the Lord, and now my life is going to be different. And so
yes.
It goes along with everything that you've been saying, that we can't have a true encounter with the Lord and still talk the same. We can't have true encounter with the Lord and still lie the same. We can't a true encounter with the Lord and still have a bad attitude and nasty attitude with everybody. We can't have a true encounter with the Lord and still cheat on our taxes and say everybody does it. Come on here,
somebody. Come on.
We just have to get to the point, right? And for some of us, we haven't had an encounter. We've just been in the atmosphere of other people having an encounter. Oh, hallelujah.
My
so you're in church, and other people are having an encounter with the Lord, and you're in the atmosphere. It's like when people are smoking weed and you get a contact high. You're not smoking weed. You just buy somebody smoking weed. Come on, somebody. And so sometimes people are around people that have had a true encounter with the Lord, and they think they've had an encounter. Oh, hallelujah. But see, you can't get a contact salvation. You can get a contact high, but you can't get a contact salvation. You're not saved because you're in the atmosphere of people who are saved. Hey, glory be to God. You're not holy because you're hanging around holy folk. You've got to have an encounter, like my mama said, for yourself. And when you encounter for yourself, you get your walk different, you talk different, you live different, you pray different, you praise different, you give different. Everything about your life needs to be different when you've had an encounter with the Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you so much. Yes. We're talking about true holiness. And ain't it something how God brought us out and God gave us something to shout about and God changed us? Tremaine Hawkins, she said, a change has come over me. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
And here the folk looking and talking about Jesus is going to have dinner at the house of a sinner. But how many know that Jesus came to seek and to save? Oh, shut up. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And so many of us, we have forgot how God forgave us. All of that mess that we did. And then when our brother and our sister messed up, we want to take it to our grave and talk about, I've got good religion. The devil is a liar. God is talking about a change. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless him. Bless him. See, we've been duped. We've been duped, y'all, about the real reason that Jesus came. He came into the world to save sinners. Oh, bless his name. He came seeking. Come on, somebody. He came seeking for me one day. The Bible says that God said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. He came to take away our sins.
Yes.
Oh, bless God.
Yes.
God so loved the world that he did, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Y'all can talk to me. But have everlasting life. I'm so glad that Jesus forgave me. Even when I couldn't even forgive myself, he forgave me while I was on my way to hell. The Bible said, but God committed his love toward us. And that while we were
yet sinners.
Christ died for the ungodly.
Yes,
he didn't wait for us to get right. Some of us, we wouldn't have Thanksgiving. We may not be together like we usually be, but we want to look down on that brother or on that sister that's still smoking, that's still getting high, that's still laying up with somebody. Come on, somebody. But we forget what God brought us out of. That's right. And we want to point the finger. But folk up in the church, look what they doing. Hoeing. Come on, somebody. Hoeing and prophesying. Hoeing. Come on, somebody. And preaching. Hoeing and doing a dance. Oh, bless his name. But it ain't in your dance. It ain't in your prophecy. It's in a life. That's what God is looking for. Oh, bless his name.
Yes.
Jesus came to keep us out of hell, y'all. Hell wasn't even made for us, but it was created for the devil and his angels. But because we don't want to do right, we don't want to live right, then hell is making room. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is. It is enlarged.
Come on. Hallelujah. He came to deliver us from what separates us from God and bring us back into a good relationship with him, and that sin. We're so busy posting our cash apps. Y'all ain't got to say nothing. And fail to preach the gospel. We fail to tell somebody that you must repent, that you must be born again, that you got to live a true life of holiness.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. That's the mandate on a preacher. Hallelujah. And you know, it gets me when folk are preaching and then we want to put our two cents in. Come on, doc. That's a good word, doc. Who are you to authenticate or validate the word of God? Come on. We can't play with God, church. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Time out for playing. Matter of fact, it never was time in. Oh, bless his name.
All right.
Hallelujah. But when something is true, that means that it is authentic. It's no pretense. You ain't faking. You know, you used to fake. Shirley Caesar said she used to be outside playing church, and she was faking. Come on, somebody. Faking like she had the Holy Ghost. But one day, the Holy Ghost so enough got a hold of her. Oh, something got a hold. Come on, somebody know about the Holy Ghost. And then the Lord looked out and said, she ain't faking no more. She ain't been a phony no more. But she real now. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You see,
something got a hold of.
Whoever got Mark 8 and Ruth 1, get ready, okay? Holiness, it is the very essence of God. Holiness is God's character, God's essential nature. And holiness is not a request. God is not requesting. He's not asking us to live holy, but it's a command. He said that I, the Lord your God, am holy. So therefore, be ye holy. Hallelujah. Because all of us, that means you and me, if we are associated with God, if we are connected to God, then we are expected to live a holy life. We got to say goodbye to the world. Come on, Mark 8.
Yeah.
Mark 8 and 34. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. But whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. The Lord is saying that to follow me, come after me, and follow me, come after me, you got to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. This is not about you anymore. You can't do what you want to do. It's not about you, he says. And then follow me, you got to realize you can lose your life, because this is a real. This ain't a show. This ain't something to play with, because you're doing it for me and for the gospel. And he then goes on to say, okay, now you can gain the whole wide world of monies and riches. Not that there's anything money wrong with money and riches, but did you give the right way? What does it promise us to have all this stuff, a mega church and cars and houses and land, so much that we didn't put God on the back burner? So now these things have us, and now we don't have God anymore. These things have us. So what are we willing to give in exchange for our soul? Because some of us will sell our soul, will sell our body, will give up Christ. Devil. And he goes on to say that if you be ashamed of me when I come with my holy angel, I will be ashamed of you. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Page. Hallelujah. The songwriter, I remembered, he said, I gave up everything to follow him. Come on, you got to give up everything. Huh. Come on,
yes,
somebody.
Right.
You got to give up your own life. See, somebody say, oh, this is too hard. This is too tight. They told Moses the way is too straight. But you got to come to yourself and say, God, I'm going to lay aside my will. Jesus even said, not my will, but my will be done.
Yeah.
You got to say goodbye to the world. Ruth 1, we almost done, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's go on to 1 Kings 13. Who I gave that to? 1 Kings 13.
Bishop Lachlan, 1 Kings 13. Amen. And it reads this way, and this is beginning at the 16th verse. No, the 15th. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, I am a prophet also as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into the house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him.
Mm. A lying prophet?
What?
Come on.
Amen. Amen. Bishop Lafayette, I think that when I saw that, it just spoke to me saying, don't be distracted. Don't be distracted.
Mm, oh,
because
God.
He knew what the Lord had said to him. He knew
My
what the
Lord.
Lord had spoken into his spirit, but he allowed himself to be distracted. And I think what I would hear the Lord saying is just a distraction. And when people are telling us all sorts of things contrary to the word of God, it's a distraction. And when people want to call us up and take our time, you know, lying on people and gossip is just a distraction. When people want to fuss and fight and get us off of what we're supposed to be, it's just a distraction. And here he allowed himself to be distracted and disobeyed what the Lord said unto him. And if you look later, I won't go, it didn't work out for him. Amen? It didn't work out for him at all. And so we just have to make sure that we are not distracted. Keep our focus. And obey what the Lord has said unto us. Keep our focus. Hallelujah.
Right.
And obey what the Lord has spoken unto us.
My God. And you know, he wasn't confused about the command from God because he repeated it. He knew what God had told him to do. And when this old prophet, because, see, sometimes you got to watch out for them old folk that been in church forever. Been in church forever and a day. And you know, they get behind the pastor, and they got a word for the members. The pastor done already preached. Come over here. I got God told me something about you. Come on, somebody. You got to watch them folk. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The Bible says, beware of unstable souls. They know that the new babies don't know no better. And them the ones
That's
they
right.
go after. Come on, somebody. But I'm going to ask you this. Now, who is greater? Tell me this. Who is greater? Your pastor, your bishop, your prophet, or God?
God.
Fine. Come on, somebody. Now the young prophet, he said that the word of God came to me. So the word of God is God. Come on. In the beginning was the word, and the word was
word
with
was
God,
God,
and the word was God. Come on. So,
yes.
So he got a word from the Lord. And then the old prophet gonna say, well, an angel spoke to me. Mm-hmm. Now who's greater, God or the angel?
All right.
Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. So he was in flat out rebellion. That's why I don't know why folks are so hungry for leadership, to want to be in a position, because you're held to a greater accountability. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. When he disobeyed God, stepped into the realm of disobedience. Come on, somebody. See, God is, he's not looking at our ability. He's not concerned about how well you can do a thing. Oh, Moses, God don't even care how well you can speak. But God wants to know, will you obey me?
Come on.
Will you obey me? Oh, bless his name. Obedience is better.
Sacrifice.
It's better. It's better than sacrifice. Come on, somebody.
My God.
Would you go? The disciples told him, say, hey, we got to obey God. Come on, I understand what you're saying. But we got to obey God rather than obey man. Oh, bless his name, somebody. Hallelujah. But true holiness is about being obedient to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's about walking and living in obedience. It's not a form of godliness, huh? And denying the power thereof. It's not a fashion and an outside show they used to say to this unfriendly world. It's not even how long your dress is or how loose your pants are. It's not how homiletic astute you are, or how accurate your prophecy may be, but true holiness is a standard that God has set. It's high moral values. It's that you and I should reflect the Almighty God. God said, let us, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, let us make man, and let us make him in our own image and after our likeness. So we're supposed to look like God. We're supposed to talk like God. We're supposed to live like God. Come on, somebody. Because the Bible says that God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. So when God breathed into man, God breathed into his nostrils his holiness, his character, his standards, and his values. So we must reflect God in our character, in our actions, and in our lifestyle. We ain't talking about no hypocrites. We ain't talking about no faking in front of folks. We talking about real folk. Deliver me from a Christian that's a faker. Come on, somebody. You'd be better off with a sinner, because you know where the sinner coming from. But when you got them folk that's speaking in some kind of tongue and can't even speak to their neighbor, you better watch them. Hallelujah. Can't forgive nobody, but we mess up 50-100 times a day, and we want God to forgive us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who's got John 4?
Yes, Lord.
Let me turn there real quick. Hallelujah. I know I gave these scriptures to somebody, but that's all right. Hallelujah. This is talking about the woman that was at the well, the woman of Samaria. And Jesus, the Bible said that he must needs go through Samaria because he knew that the woman was going to be there. How about it? You know, when he came to where we were, he already knew that we were going to be there. Come on, somebody.
He came
and found us. We say, I found Jesus. But how many know that Jesus was never lost? We were the ones that were lost. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But it says in verse 15, the woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water. This reminds me of what Overseer Elliott said, trying to get a contact. Oh, come on, somebody.
All right.
Trying to get close and be around folk that God has anointed and think you going to get the anointing. But how many know it don't work like that? But she said to Jesus, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus says unto her, go, call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her,
thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands.
Mm-hmm.
And he whom thou now hast is not thy husband.
Well,
and that thou said is truly. So it's letting us know that true holiness. She wanted to get happy, y'all. She wanted to go into a holy dance. Give me this drink. I'm ready. Oh, bless his name. Glory to Jesus. Come on, we know how we do it, y'all. But Jesus, he cut to the chase. And he said, go call your husband.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. See, I'm going to see if you really want this water. I'm going to see if you going to lie. Come on, somebody. I'm going to see if you going to live a lie. If you think you can shout over a lie, laying up with a man that ain't got no paper on you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, no, this is not a contact. Come on, somebody. It's not a react, but it's a, come on, somebody. It's a come on. How many know it's a come on? Because he said after that, the Holy Ghost is come on. Come on, somebody. This true holiness is a come on. It'll come up on you, and you won't even want to do what you used to do. Not no more.
That's right.
Not when you living. Not when you live in true holiness.
True holiness.
We're talking about true holiness. And I don't think we're going to have time to go over all of these verses. But I thought about King David. You know, the Bible says that he was a man after God's own heart. He was the sweet psalmist of Israel. Come on, somebody. He was a worshiper and a praiser. He was a man of faith. But something happened to David. He saw Bathsheba taking a bath.
Yeah.
And instead of him just looking, he kept on looking. And his lust rose up in him. And he found out that Bathsheba was another man. Wife. Oh, y'all better talk to me.
Right.
But that didn't matter to David because that lust had come up in him. See, when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it gets through with us, it brings forth death. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes, yes,
Lord, yes.
So just
thank
because
you.
God didn't get David right then, hallelujah, how many know that we done messed up right in the house of prayer?
Yeah,
in the house.
Oh, come on, somebody. Ain't no sense in pointing the finger at the sinner. But some of us right in the house of prayer, we done messed up.
Yes,
ma'am.
And God gave us another chance.
Yes,
but let us not be duped. Just because God gave us another chance. Brother Pate, you got that verse 27. Come on, 27.
Okay, verse 27 reads, and when the morning was past, David sent and fetched her to his house, and she became his wife and bare him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. One of the things
come on.
I always say, because God didn't get you when you did it, no one gets away. You will get God. No one from the pastor, the preacher, the bishop, the member, no one gets away with sin.
That's right.
Nobody. From the pulpit to the door. Matter of fact, the Bible says that the time has come when judgment must begin at the house of prayer. It don't begin with us, you all. This word is for us. It ain't for the sinner. It ain't for your president. Come on, somebody. But it's for the people of God that say, I've been called by his name, that I'm saved, sanctified, and I'm running for my life. Them folk, that's who the word is for. That's who God is saying. True holiness. I'm calling it for you. Oh, come on. You got to get right, church, and left go home. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. God didn't get David right then. He didn't get him right then, y'all. Oh, bless God. But God sent the prophet. Oh, bless his name. But I believe David can say, like I sometimes say, I'm glad God didn't get me like I ought to have been got.
All right.
Because he cried out. Come on, somebody. He cried out for mercy. God, have mercy upon me.
Yes.
Oh, bless
yes.
your name. There's something about when you cry out for mercy, it touches God's heart. It pulls on his heartstrings, and God just can't help himself. From Adam and Eve, oh, come on, somebody, to King David, it don't matter. God don't tolerate sin, not out of any of us.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right, Lord.
Come in and know him. Oh, bless his name.
Yes.
How much time we got, Elder Payne? Oh, bless God.
9 minutes.
Hallelujah. So, you know, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, just like you and me, because when we came, we was in sin. Come on, somebody.
Yes,
oh, yes,
yes
we were. When we came to Jesus, we were in sin. So Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, and he said, Master, teacher, we know that you have been sent by God. We know the hand of God is upon you, because can't no man do what you're doing. Can't nobody do these miracles like you do, Jesus,
mm-hmm.
unless God is with them. So again,
yeah.
Jesus cut to the chase. He said, except the man be born again. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
That's what the church
yeah.
got to start preaching. Stop harping on these pastors and these preachers talking about how they throwing down, how they getting down. We need to start lifting up Jesus, the bleeding
yes.
Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The blood is going to be required on our hands, because we didn't yes. share the good news with folk. Hallelujah. God
yes.
bless
My
his
God.
Name.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. So when he said, except the man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter. Come on, somebody. You can't live a life of holiness, not true holiness, unless you've been born of the Word of God and born of the Holy Ghost. We're talking about true holiness.
Yes.
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 Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. So Nicodemus said, how can these things be? Can a man, when he's old, come on, go back into his mother's womb and be born? Come on now, Jesus, let's get real here. But see, Nicodemus was a teacher of the Word of God, and he didn't even know the word writer. He didn't even know the lawgiver. Come on, somebody. How many of us are trying to tell
right.
folk how Jesus came down through 42 generations?
Yeah.
When a Golgotha was here, surely he died.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. I don't want to hear called Calvary. Preach a man,
yeah.
preach a woman. I don't want to hear about what you heard. I want to know, do you know that he died?
Yeah.
Do you know that he gave up the ghost? Do you know that he went down in Joseph's tomb? Do you know it? Somebody on the line ought to know it. Do you know that early the third day morning, just about the break of day, he got up.
Yes,
he did. Stood on resurrection ground, shook off a dying crowd, and declared all power. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Power. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on. See, it don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter what degrees you got. It don't matter
That's
what
right.
your pedigree
right.
is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, somebody. And even though God is merciful, matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
his mercy is everlasting. He
yes.
still does not tolerate sin out of none of
no.
us. Oh, bless his name. So our text is teaching us about true holiness. Not just a talk, but a walk. Not just a mama, but a lifestyle. Come on, he changed. Me, I don't know about y'all, but I know I've been changed. Glory to God. The Bible says, put on the new man. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is
a new creature.
A new creature. If you're talking about God is in your life, then some folk ought to see a change. You don't have to change. Used to do. Maybe you used to roll your eyes and holler at your wife and cuss your husband out. But if you've been born again, a change
has come over you.
Change ought to
be. Hallelujah. Oh, the Bible says,
come on.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, put on the new man, which after God was created in righteousness and true holiness. Come on. So look, people of God. Look, saints of the Most High God. Look, Christians. Come on, somebody. Look, those that have been blood washed. He said, stop lying.
All right.
I think Overture mm-hmm. Elliott hit it a little while ago. She said, "Lying on your taxes."
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Lying on your taxes. He said, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Because, see, a lie don't just affect the liar, but it affects the ones that are a part of the liar. Come on, somebody. And then he says, to be angry. Ain't nothing wrong with being angry, but don't let you lay your religion down. Don't let your anger cause you to cuss nobody out. Come on, somebody. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Neither give praise to the devil. Don't give the devil no chance. Don't give him no open door. But let him that stole steal no more. But rather let him work. Get yourself a J-O-B.
Right.
And I don't mean Job. Come on, somebody. If you got your job and you're bringing your money home, you ain't got to worry about lying to the government, lying on your taxes. Come on, somebody. Fake it like you're sick. Fake it like you're handicapped. Come on, lying. The kids used to say, lying like a rug. The Bible say, get yourself a job. Hallelujah. So you can help somebody else. So you won't be a beggar. So you won't be a thief. But you'll have enough to help somebody else. And don't let no corrupt communication, verse 29, don't let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Oh, we got so many Christians. Oh, they can cuss. You out like a sailor and talking about I've been born again. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
When you walking in true holiness, God takes control of your tongue, and you might want to cuss, but he'll tame you. Come on, somebody.
He'll call the rain and tell you,
don't you say that. Don't you do that. Because you belong to me. Tell me on the line tonight, somebody. Anybody ever heard God cuss? Did you ever hear God cuss somebody out? So if you ain't heard God cuss nobody, then you ought not to be.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
God bless you.
All right.
But whatever we do, we want to minister to somebody else. We want to be that light. Come on, somebody. We want to be that city.
Yeah.
We want to be that salt.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. We want to be like Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. The songwriter say, Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. And of my heart. God, I want you to change my heart. Give me a new heart. Create in me a clean spirit. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
We're talking about walking in true holiness. Oh, somebody might be listening on tonight.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Know you've been wrong. Know you've been living in sin. But you might want to change your mind. This word has touched you tonight. And you say, Lord, I want to be born again. I want to be saved. For the Bible says, if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And with the heart we believe unto righteousness. Come on, somebody. So all you got to do is repent. That's all you got to do. You got to repent. God, I'm sorry. And I ain't sorry because of that hope. But I'm sorry because I sinned against you. The prodigal son said, Father, I sinned against you. And I sinned against heaven.
Yes.
All you got to do is repent. And Jesus is waiting. How many? How many know that Jesus is waiting? He's calling sinners tonight. He's calling backsliders tonight. God is calling hypocrites tonight and letting us know that we got to walk in true holiness. We got to live the life that we preach about. We got to live the life that we speak about. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Father, thank you.
Glory to your name.
Glory, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Well, we just thank you. We should
give us, Lord. Help us.
We thank you for all the day that comments and read. Amen. We just bless you. At this time, Elder Coleman, can you come close us out in prayer?
Praise God, praise God.
Hallelujah.
What a word.
Hallelujah. 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 Well, God, we just thank you. We appreciate you, God. I thank you for every word that was said tonight. Thank you for Bishop Blackin. Thank you for Bishop Eric Robinson. And we thank you for everybody that was on the podcast tonight. Be with us, Lord. And look over anybody that's listening. And all I want to say is to tell people have a happy Thanksgiving and be obedient, because we are still living in this time with the COVID-19. Amen. We love you. Amen. Be blessed.
You too.
Be blessed.
Love
yes.
y'all.
Love everyone. God bless you.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Pastor Adam.
Yes, God bless.
Be safe.